Unit 6. News Literacy. Watchdog or Cheerleader? When you go to school for many years, you become literate. You learn the alphabet, vocabulary, and how to read and write. Achieving literacy allows you to become a successful member of society. In our modern world, it is also important to be news literate. These days, with news at our fingertips on smartphones and computers, news spreads instantly, 24/7. We don't have to wait for a newspaper to get printed, nor do we have to wait for a journalist to file a radio or TV report. We can get real-time updates on social media from anyone in the world. Anyone on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube can be their own journalist with an audience of one person or 1 million people. In the United States, the News Literacy Project was created to help a new generation of students make sense of the tsunami of news and information coming at them. The NLP collaborates with journalists from many American media outlets, such as the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and AP. The goal of this project is to make people aware of how they consume news and information. Confirmation bias is one of the problems with the consumption of news. As an example, imagine you have a favorite baseball team. If your newspaper sports section has articles about three teams, you're likely to read the article about your favorite team and not read the other two articles. The same can be true for politics. If you believe that a government should have low taxes and low public spending, you may be more interested in reading stories which support such views. Furthermore, you may read or view sites supporting such ideas. This is called confirmation bias. In recent years, with social media, it has become much easier to get trapped in a bubble supporting biased opinions without being exposed to other ideas. Sometimes it is good to seek other sources of information. When you buy your first car, will you completely trust one car dealer? Or will you get information from family, friends, and even other car dealers? Certainly, daily news stories do not always affect us personally, like buying a car would. The danger lies in people not listening to each other. Some people get news from their favorite channel or website and completely ignore the others. They end up in echo chambers, hearing only their favorite views. In the worst-case scenario, this can lead to real conflict in society, which could affect each of us personally. The information we get from journalism can be compared to a watchdog. A real dog will protect us from harm. Quality journalism will ask tough questions to people in power and perhaps protect us from bad government policy. Not only journalists, but the consumers of news need to be skeptical. We all have a responsibility not to simply accept everything we see or hear. You must ask yourself, is your news source a watchdog or a cheerleader?